From place to place, the search for talent and adventure. Adventures, quests, vacations, camping, and road trips very often help our minds rest and recover from overwork. There is some negativity associated with travel. People who move around are looked down on. But I think some people take to longer travels when they feel like they are away from themselves. I think they need support, not negativity. They need to be encouraged to find themselves. Once they feel comfy again, they'll ease up with their travels, I'm sure. Overwork and getting caught up in complexities of life also has the effect of making the world seem simpler than it really is. People are way too overworked, and they overlook and sometimes forget all the things that are beautiful to them and that make them more beautiful as well. The things that are beautiful to us are our map to growing all the way up. It is a great tragedy that we can only live once, and there is no need for a better reason than to set off on a series of very comfy adventures. There's no arguing that we are each an artist, and our hidden talents exist in the realms of composing music, painting grand portraits, clay sculpture, and more. Our minds need us to find ways to make those connections. Each time we travel from one star to the next, we grow. And finding ourselves, scanning for the stars and building new constellations is as tough as finding an interesting book with a good narrator. Be it a hobby or a travel destination, don't expect the first one to be the bee's knees. Moreover, there's a period of maybe 3 or 5 days for the hold that overwork has on us to weaken and finally let go. Living in a state of overwork and always pushing vacation away is very sad and probably pretty unhealthy. Once we figure all this out, we have to help others to their adventures too. We can't let anything interrupt our growing up. We don't have to become great orators with great speeches on our resumes, but we can't let poverty or career or office politics even stand in our way of growing up. At the very least, we should try to imagine our elder selves and see what their regrets may be, if any. In closing, and on a personal note, many years ago, when I went on my adventures, I discovered I loved good books. Up until then, I only read a row of cheap paperbacks. But when I got a hold of Bill Bryson's A Short History of Nearly Everything, not only did I discover that I loved big books, but also that I liked daydreaming about science. Before then, I always thought I was more of a computer and art person. And now, I wonder if maybe I could become a writer of short and funny stories. That is another thing that we gain when we discover our constellations. We become foolish and cheerful and full of funny things to say in the most inappropriate moment. So grab a tent, even if just to camp in your backyard, or a new audiobook, or oils, canvas, and an easel, or a brick of air-dry clay, and start searching for your next star. And remember, we are all meant to become great beings, and every great journey starts with a tiny step.